AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Some see it as a test of President Trump's popularity. The special congressional election in a conservative Georgia district yesterday, in which the Democrat did very well but did not get enough votes outright to win. So there will be a runoff election in June between Democrat John Ossoff and Republican Karen Handel. Jessica Ziegler campaigned for the Democrat, Ossoff.
In November, I think maybe we all felt the same way. It was like, what just happened? I had a sense of overwhelming guilt that I had never voiced my actual views. I had never spoken.
But President Trump tweets the runoff is a win for the Republicans, who managed to stay alive despite what he called major outside money pouring in for the Democrats and fake media support for Democrats. Glad to be of help, he tweeted. Police in Fresno, California say three white men were shot dead yesterday by a black man who said he wanted to kill as many white people as he could before he was captured. Police Chief Jerry Dyer choked up as he talked about a meeting between one victim's family and the victim's employer.
Met with his employee's wife, who lost her husband, and they have two children, a three-year-old and a four-year-old at home, over this senseless act of violence.
Suspect Corey Ali Muhammad is in custody, expected to face murder charges. Vice President Mike Pence will be visiting a mosque in Jakarta as part of his visit to Indonesia. His office says he'll be touring the largest mosque in Indonesia. Former President George H.W. Bush has been hospitalized in Houston for 4 days with a recurrence of a case of pneumonia he had earlier in the year, according to a family spokesman. This is AP Radio News. The Pirates will spend about a half season without their all-star center fielder. David Solomon has more on this story for us.
Major League Baseball has suspended Pittsburgh Pirates outfielder Starling Marte for 80 games. He violated MLB's Joint Drug Prevention and Treatment Program by testing positive for the banned performance-enhancing substance nandrolone. The 28-year-old earned his first All-Star berth last season when he hit .311 with 47 stolen bases. He has also won Gold Glove awards in each of the last two seasons. As a result of the suspension, Marte will be ineligible for postseason play this year. David Solomon, St. Louis.
And more sports for you this morning. The Chicago Bulls have now taken a 2-0 lead in their NBA first round series, while the Toronto Raptors and the Los Angeles Clippers even their series at a game apiece. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.